I'm on. Hey, how about everybody standing to your feet for just a minute? Can we do that? Hey, now, she told you the truth, and I'm going to tell you the truth, too. Is that all right? I come from a holiness church. We weren't quiet, so therefore, I'm not quiet. I got a big mouth because I serve a big God. And I come in here tonight to give him praise. And when y'all started singing Walk Around Me, Jesus, I thought I was going to fly. I really did. But Brother Jared, I'm going to ride. I am going to ride. Are you going to ride tonight? Come on. I want you to give God a mighty hand clap of praise in this house. I want you to let God know how glad you are that you can be here tonight. Amen. It's just good to be in God's house. And if you'll just remain standing for one moment, I want to tell you how honored I am that I am standing in one of the men's shoes that I have looked up to my whole life. Pastor Eddie and Fern have been very, very good friends, faithful prayer warriors, and they have been so good. And Lord knows it honored me when I was called by Brother Earl, and I thank him tonight for asking me to come. But I come tonight because I like having church. I like letting God be God. You see, I believe God needs to be God in today's world. I don't know about y'all, but I know Brother Earl said there was a lot of prayer requests all across the building tonight, and a lot of them were unspoken, but guess what? I know a God that sits at the right hand of the throne, and guess what he's doing? He's praying for you and me tonight. And we want to give him glory, so if you would be seated in the house, I'm going to try not to be too long-winded. Amen. And I want you to know that the message the Lord give me come from your senior pastor, Pastor Eddie, probably 20 years ago. He had shared something, and it was one of those things that never leave you. And I remembered it, and I want to just thank him for that, because I've used what I brought with me so many times in service because of the sermon that I heard with my ears that pierced my heart. And I also want to tell you something. He come from a good breed. I worked for Sister Kendall, me and Debbie did, for years. And it wasn't nothing to walk in her house and just have to stand at the door and wait until God was done before you could get on with the house cleaning. But I want to tell you something. It was right up my alley. And so many times she would run back and forth through the house praising the Lord. And I would stand there and she'd say, "What's wrong with you? Why don't you open your mouth?" And I thought, "Sister Kendall, we're supposed to be cleaning house." But we did. We cleaned a lot of houses, believe me. Praying was going on. And I want to recognize her tonight for the simple fact that I have many books. And she prayed for me many times sitting at her table for me to obey the word of the Lord and to do what God had called me to do. And so many times I'd tell her, I'd say, "Sister Kendall, I'm scared." Y'all don't get scared, do you? I was scared. I said, "I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to go on. I don't know whether to stand still." And she'd say, "What do you want to do in your heart?" I said, "I want to do God's will." She said, "Well, then you have to obey God and not man." And I did. And I want to thank her for that tonight. I want to thank Brother Eddie and Brother Earl for asking me to come. I'm a sticky note person. I want to tell y'all that tonight. When you get older, and you will, then you have to have sticky notes. And they help you to remember what you need to do. So let me ask you a question. I hear that y'all been having a good time down here at church. I heard that you'd had some awesome preaching going on and the power of God was moving. Is that the truth? So can I hear anybody tell me it's the truth? Oh, come on. Hey, I come expecting. I didn't come to say, I'm going to sit here. I love you if you're quiet, but I ain't quiet. And I'm trying to figure out, standing up here, I can run down that ramp, but if I go down those steps, you might have to take me somewhere. Because I don't stand still. But I've been hearing good things. There was some live feed, and I got to watch some of it. And by the way, if y'all don't mind, I know a whole bunch of y'all. It's good to see y'all. Y'all family to me. Amen. And I love it. I was telling Miss Jenny over here, she's known me since, you know, she remembers me because she was in church with me. And I looked up to her because she used to sing, and I loved it. And it was awesome. God just does great things. You know what? He just does. But let's get on with the word. How many wants to hear the word of God tonight? Amen. I'm standing up here, and if you want to know what I'm doing, I'm trying to fight and figure out, God, if you want me to go in that direction, just go ahead and open my mouth, and I'll go. Because I got it all planned, but it ain't always the way God wants it. You want it done. God has His way, not our way. Do you understand? I want to encourage you tonight to let you know God has not forsaken you, and He's not going to. He's still sitting on the throne. He's still praying for you right now. I don't know what you're going through in this place, but I will tell you, I serve a God in heaven that says He will. And if He says He will, you might have to wait on it. But if you'll wait on it, the victory will be sweet from the Lord. And I know it. Amen. I've lived it, so I know it. Hey, we all got battles, but we're victorious. Amen. I want to go, and I'm not going to turn a lot in my Bible because I got a lot wrote down. It don't mean I'll go by it, but I got it wrote down. It says in the book of Amos, how can two walk together except they agree? Now, I come in here to ask you tonight, you going to agree with the Word of God, or are you? Hey, I ain't got all these intellect words. I'm just a plain old country child that come from a poor family. But I knew who Jesus was at a very young age, and I knew how real He was at a very young age. But if you can't agree tonight, then we ain't gonna get nowhere. Amen. I believe in the book of Matthew, it says, if two of us shall agree. Have I got anybody in here that's going to agree with me tonight? I believe every prayer request that God's going to answer every one of them. It may not be what we ask for, but it'll be exactly the will of God. How many wants the will of God in their life? Amen. Amen. I'm going to try. So if I fail, just bear with me. But through God, we ain't going to fail. Amen. I'm going to go to the book of Ephesians, and I'm going to chapter 4, and I want to talk to you about what the Lord gave me because of a sermon 20 years ago when I was asked that day and started walking through the house. The Lord stopped me dead in my tracks, and He said, you remember, go to it. And I said, yes, sir, I will. Well, at the beginning of the last week, I got this big attack on my sinuses, and I've got on an antibiotic, and I got sick. So if I hack and cough, I ain't got COVID. Take my word, I'm good. But I got sinus problems, so hey, we all get them. It's that time of the year. Amen. Chapter 4 of Ephesians, it says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherein ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness and longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I wonder if I have anybody in here this evening that's trying to endeavor to keep unity in the Spirit across our county today. You see, I come to talk to you about Giles County tonight. I come to challenge you about Giles County tonight. I come to challenge you that we have sister counties. You know, we got Pulaski and we got Monroe County. But I come to challenge you tonight, because are you willing to sit back and keep allowing the enemy to run through this county and run rampant and steal your and my loved ones away from you and drag them somewhere they don't need to go? Are you willing to do that? Are you going to endure and keep the spirit of unity among yourselves? You see, I have a lot of people, and I love people. I'm a people person. I love them. I do. But if we disagree on something, don't mean we got to hate one another. If you don't agree with me, you don't have to hate me. If you don't like it so much, come on, honey, come tell me about it. We will sit down and reason together. But we can't have unity in this county till every church decides that they want the unity of God. I'm preaching to you whether you know it or not. Amen. There is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Let me say something to you. Paul was talking to the Jews and the Gentiles, and they didn't get along. Now, I'm going to tell you something tonight. I'm Pentecostal, but I'm holiness to my bones. I mean, it growed up in me, and you can't get rid of it, but God give me some knowledge to understand it a whole lot better. But I want to tell you something. There ain't a Methodist, there ain't a Baptist that I can't walk up to and have fellowship with, because I want unity in the faith. I want God to move. How about you? I don't have to look down my nose at anybody that ain't a Pentecostal. I don't have to look down my nose at anybody that ain't ever kind of doctrine there is. I can get along with them as long as they believe in Jesus. But when they don't believe in Jesus, we got a problem. And then they're going to hear the flip side, but they're going to hear it in love and compassion. I called a group. I was getting a group come to the church. I've been listening to their songs, because that's all I do is listen to music. I love it. I do. Lucy, I've been hearing you singing. I ain't been here. Honey, I've been hearing you sing in my head. So I know. But I called this group and I asked them, I said, I'd like to know if you can come to the church, because they had a song. And I'm just going to give you the title of the song. I just came through another battle. Thank you, Lord. Anybody relate to that tonight? And I called this man up, and he said, I'm a preacher. I said, that's good. He said, but let me tell you what I'm going to preach for. I come to your church. And I thought, let's go. He said, I'm going to preach about Jesus. I thought, that's good. That's what I want to hear about. But I want you to know right now, I don't believe in the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. I said, brother, I love you. I'll see you. Because I ain't going to lay down what I know is the truth for somebody else to come in and destroy what they think they're going to destroy. And that's called false doctrine, by the way, because the Holy Ghost is real. The Holy Ghost is what's going to carry you through. And the Holy Ghost is what's going to bring you unity in your church. So I got to studying on this, and I've scribbled notes all over everything I had since Pastor Earl called me. And I wrote down, it don't matter where your church is. You know, we used to be at Wolf Creek. Couldn't get people to drive up Wolf Creek. Now you can't get people to drive to Staffordsville. You can't get people to drive to Clendenin. You can't get people to get out because they're scared to death they're going to get a germ and die of it. I serve a real God. What do you serve tonight? But on top of that, the evil has abounded so bad that people are scared to death. They believe in lies. They're believing a false thing. And they don't want no unity among them because they like having dispute. So we don't need a big church. We don't need a famous pastor. We don't need a well-known program that's going to change everything. God sent me in here tonight to tell you we need a dose of the Holy Ghost of God with the fire to move in the midst of our county. But we got to want it. You know, I heard somebody say something about food a while ago. And I thought, yeah, it's good to sit down and a good meal. Brother Earl said that. He'd been fed at the table all week. But you got to be willing to eat what you're fed. You got to be willing to do something you ain't done to get something you ain't got. You got to be willing to take a step out of where you're at and try to step in something new before you ever get anything you ain't got. Now, I want you to understand something. I wear glasses. But I never wear glasses when I'm preaching. That way I can't look at nobody in the face and they can't accuse me of staring at them. I'm trying sometimes to look out the road because Mr. Spangler's out there doing something and I can't see what he's doing. Because at a distance, my husband will tell you I don't see very good. So if I'm down here, I might see these rows, but you in back ain't got nothing to worry about tonight. Amen? So will you go with me to 1 Corinthians? And let me just read to you what the Lord has sent, and I know it's for a purpose. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. It said, "For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ." And we know what Christ is. That's the anointing. "For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, whether we be made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is one member, but many." Well, guess what? I could bring about five people up here right now, and I could make legs, I could make feet, I can make a torso, I can make a head, I can make arms, and I can make hands. And you can tell me which one's more important to you. And he got real quiet about that time. Because we're all part of the body. You see, y'all are down here trying to reach people to get saved. Am I not telling the truth? We at the other end of the county, trying to reach people to get saved and telling them that Jesus is coming. But we're part of the same body, and it's called the Bride of Christ. And we're all trying to work together for the same purpose. And there's a lot in the middle. I don't know where they're at. Amen. I had a prayer service last year in September. Pastor Earl was there. I called every pastor in this county. It took me a while. I had 11 pastors in this county to show up. Do you know how many pastors we have in this county? 75 of them. And you know what the prayer was for? It was for the people in this county to come together in unity and love and quit separating themselves from one another. We're one body, but we're many members. We have to come together in the unity of God. I do believe with all my heart that God wants a move of the Holy Ghost in this place. I believe He wants a move of the Holy Ghost in New Village. I believe He wants a move of the Holy Ghost on the other end of the county. I believe He wants it in Monroe County. And I know He wants it across the mountains. So I know God wants to move in people. But do you know what I understand? I understand He don't move in people that ain't hungry. And if you're hungry, you can get fed. There is not a place in this county that you can't go and get fed. You might not like the way they cook the supper, but God's still God in the house. And you can be fed. God is looking for unity among all of our churches. He's looking for unity among all of the pastors. He's looking for a people that will take an extra step and say, hey, I'm not Methodist, but I'll stand beside of you. Because they still believe in Jesus, by the way. They believe in the birth of Jesus. They believe in the resurrection of Jesus. And I'm just using them. I tell the pastor over, I know him well. I tell him I used him for an example. But guess what we got to do? Is anybody willing to agree with me tonight? We got to walk by some barriers. Let me tell you, we got to walk by some barriers. We got to step over the barrier line. Well, Pastor, I don't feel good. Well, sorry. Hey, I know how old I'm going to be in a few months. I don't feel good either. But I'm going to step across something. I'm going to knock it down. We want to know how to win our battles. And some of my people sitting here, and they'll tell you they know that I'm going through a storm, but I know the ruler of my storm. I know who's going to fix the storm. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I trust him to take care of it because I know he's God. I'm not. But I'm going to step across some barriers, and I'm going to speak faith because I'm not going to speak negative about it, because let me tell you something. We speak too much anyway. We tell it too much anyway. God, I got an issue. I love what he done just a little bit if it's unspoken. Come on, raise your hand. You don't have to tell everybody what's going on, but there's a God in heaven looking down tonight saying, I see that hand. I know that problem, and I'll take care of it for you if you want me to, but you got to let me do it, and you got to wait on me. In the waiting. In the waiting. God said, will you wait on me? You see, there's things going on in everybody's life. And I started to speak up a while ago when Brother Earl took those prayer requests. I got a brother with prostate cancer. I got a brother with dementia. Stanley's mother is laying upon her deathbed. But I know a God. Because you know what? God's got it. I can come in here and preach tonight. I'm going to go in Sunday morning, and I'm going to lay out the carpet for Jesus, and I can preach because I know who's got it. I know who holds it. I don't got no control over it. That's what we need to do, is give up the control that we think we have and let God. So I brought something tonight, and every sense, and I can't tell you what year it was. Lord, help me, Jesus. But we went and visited New Village Church, and they were having revival many, many years ago. And Pastor Eddie was preaching. And I walked in that night, and I asked the pastor, I never wear a pair of shoes in church. I don't believe in it. I believe you on holy ground. Respect it. That's how I feel. I've never been able to. If I was going to walk in the pulpit, and they wouldn't let me take my shoes off, I ain't walking in the pulpit because I know where I'm standing. And he preached a message, and I sat there on that bench that night, and I thought, oh, my word, how right you are. But he preached a message on unity and how that all the churches should come together in unity. And I believe that. I may not know you tonight, but hey, I'm just like every other pastor that you've come in contact this week. You need me, you call me, I'll be there. I try my best. But we need to come together in unity in the body of Christ, because the body is one body. It's got different pieces, but it's one body. That's like me looking at Sister Fern and saying, the arm ain't important, but my leg is. And she's going to look at me and say, you've lost it. That's like me looking at Brother Lawrence over here and saying, Brother Lawrence, your feet ain't important, but my knees are. The whole body's important to God, because God is looking for a bride, not in halfway condition. He's looking for a bride in good condition that'll be strong and stand up and fight the battles that are going on in today's world. And if we think it's bad now, give it time. We're going to see worse, because it's on the road to coming. But are we willing to stand through that time? So we got to have unity to do that. So when I got a towel and I wrapped up what I had, Stanley said, do you know how many times you've used that? I went, yeah. But when something sticks with you that come from the Word of God, you'll never forget it. I wonder tonight, is there anybody sitting in here tonight that wants to see Giles County unified? Hey, I'm telling you, it's enough people in here right now that if we started praying, we could blow holes in the atmosphere and we could make a difference in the atmosphere. Do you believe that? But we got to be willing to blow the holes. Now, you want to know how to do that? It ain't with a shotgun. I'm sorry, it's not with a 9mm. It's called on your knees and seeking God, because what God wants is a people that will be willing to sacrifice everything to see His hand moved. I dare to say there's people sitting in here that you're still sitting here tonight saying, I don't know how I'm going to make it through another day. I don't know what that situation's going to do to me tomorrow, because I couldn't handle it today. How am I going to handle it tomorrow? But I serve a God. I serve a God that's well able, that He knows exactly what's going on in this house. I may not know. I know a lot of you. A lot of you is like my family. But I may not know the deep, dark things that's holding you tonight, that you're struggling with. But my God, He knows. And He wants us to have unity. So I'm going to travel up these steps. And I want you to understand, I am not a violent woman. Everybody on the same page? If you have ever watched any live feed from New Village, I use examples just about all the time, because I think examples make people understand what's going on. I believe that's what God gave me to preach. He may not give nobody else to give it to me. It's okay. I'll do what He tells me to do, no matter. But I'm not violent, but I am violent in my prayer life. Because sometimes you got to get a hold to God and you got to get a hold of Him. And I believe that. But it brought me this towel, and I've had this thing and used it many times. Can y'all hear me?
Good. Good. Give me just a minute. And it's got paint on it, but it's called a sword. And it's had paint on it, and it's laid at New Village Church in front of the altar for weeks at a time. And what does a sword do? It destroys. It kills.
It cuts. It tears down. I don't know if you've ever watched that knife thing on the TV, but they'll take that thing and they'll beat dummies up and stab them and let blue blood fly out of them and all this stuff. And a sword destroys. And if you'll look, there's blood, resembling blood, on this sword. Pastor Eddie stood before New Village Church, and his very words were, we got to lay our swords down with one another and come together in unity. Because people are holding up this, because we live in a world where people are fearful to trust anyone, because no one besides God's people tells the truth about nothing. And I'm hoping God's people does. But then we live in a life where we have to lock our doors and have loaded guns in our houses because we're scared to death of what's going to happen next. And we live in a county that there's more drug addiction than you can shake a stick at. It has stolen children's lives out of this county, and we set back. And we don't unify in the body of Christ to change anybody's life. And we take a sword and we've pierced the very souls that are trying, because we look at them, they don't look like we want, they don't act like we want, and they don't talk the way we want. So we take the sword and we pierce it a little bit. because it stops the unity of God. But I'm here to tell you tonight that God said for us to do something all across this county, and I would have preached this if I would have been at the other end of Giles County, because this is exactly what God imputed to me to give to you. He said, tell the people to lay the sword down and come together in love and unity, and I will move in this county. I'm going to get real honest about here and now. How many of you is going through stuff with their children? Come on, don't lie. Don't hold back. How many's got children you can't do nothing with? Hey, I ain't put my hand down yet. How many's got stuff going on in your families you don't know how in the world to control? How many's got stuff going on in your house that you can't control? Come on, let's get it right. How many is going through stuff in that? Well, first of all, the unity's going to start in the home. And I'm going to tell you how it's going to start in the home. You may not have a spouse that will get on their knees with you, but you got a God that's waiting on you to get on yours. You may not have anybody else in the house that's willing to go to God in prayer, but that didn't stop you from going to God in prayer. And I told this to my church, and I'm going to tell it to y'all. If we better get a backbone, and we better start fighting that low-down, dirty devil, or we're going to allow him to take what he should not touch, and I ain't willing to do that tonight. Because let me tell you, the Word of God said he's out to kill, to steal, and destroy. If you don't think he ain't the one holding the sword, wake up. Because he is. He's trying to knock down. He's trying to discourage you. You say, how you know that? We all fight that battle. Is there anybody in here? Don't fight that battle. We all struggle every day of our life fighting against our mind thoughts and the battles before us. But guess what? We serve a mighty God. And we serve a God that if he can part a Red Sea, if he can save Daniel in the lion's den, he can do it for you and me. He has not changed. We have. We all going to face the turmoil. Why? Because we're living in a day where you're not going to see all the good anymore. You're going to see every bad on every hand. But do you know why you're seeing bad on every hand? I come to tell you, Gabriel's licking his lips. He's saying, okay, is it time? Because it's almost home time. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready. And I know for a doubt if we don't get our loved ones in and we don't get those lost neighbors and friends in, that they're going to be lost, and I don't want to be the one that lets them go. Do you know some of them's already got their feet in the fire? But are you going to be the one to hand your hand out and grab them out of the fire? I ain't going in that mess. I'm not going to go get that man that's laying down there in the ditch. He's got dirt on him, honey. You better be willing to get filthy. You better be willing to go the extra mile. If we want unity to come to Giles County, we got to blow the holes in the atmosphere and reach Almighty God. But we got to be willing to do it. We can't lay down. We got to stand up. We got to stand up. I believe, because I listen. I might not can say words right, but I listen to words. Words are very important. People, you hear words come from people and you know something's going on. You know it. But I listened to the prayer request tonight, and I listened to the singing, and I got blessed. Man, I ain't heard them songs in so long. I was about to come unglued Stelly when I ain't never heard that song. I went, oh, I have. I thought, yeah, I have. You know how hard it is to stand still when you don't want to? But then I thought, everybody's going to look at you like you lost your mind. I don't care. Hey, let me tell you something about me. If you think I'm crazy, I don't care. I love Jesus. He's the one that saved me. He's the one that delivered me. He's the one that brought me up out of a hole that nobody else could pull me out of. He's the one that done it for me. So I'm going to serve him with all my God. I don't care who thinks I'm nuts. Because guess what? There's another one in the fire that needs Jesus too. And we got to be willing to reach down and pull them out of the fire. I understand you had awesome all week. Well, I'm telling you how good and awesome God is, because my God, he's awesome. And let me tell you what the song says. He says, my God is awesome because he can move mountains. He can hide me from the rain. Do you know what that rain is? That's the rain of all the junk. God, you can hide me from it. You can shelter me in the storm and you can help me in the valley, because sometimes we walk through valleys. When I looked at that back scene up there, I went, Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. You have me in the palm of your hand. And even when the valley's deep and it's dark, you're still holding on. You see, when everybody else will run away, when everybody else said, I've done heard that story too many times, if you love Jesus, you'll be willing to go through the fire one more time. Because you know Jesus won't forsake you. I come tonight to tell you, lay your swords down. And I don't know why, but here it goes. You need to lay them down in your families. You need to lay them down in your homes. You need to lay them down with your neighbors. You need to lay them down and let God be God. We got to learn what forgiveness is. We got to learn what repentance is. And we got to learn what the power of the Holy Ghost is. And that we want to live in it. We don't want to die in it. We want to live in it. I got tickled at Rhonda when she came in the door. She said, I want some fire. I thought, honey, I feel like I've went through the fire today. I don't know if I got any left, but I know a God that does. And I come by to encourage you tonight. Pray for unity in your home. Pray for unity in this county. I believe if we'll stand up together, and I believe if we'll bombard heaven, that there is an outpouring of God that's soon to come. The Bible says, if my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, I'm all for it. You ready? I'm ready. Do you agree that's what we need? God hasn't changed. And I'm just going to go ahead and speak it out, and I'm going to brag on God. Is that all right? COVID hit. We went to the parking lot. Me and my husband sat beside of our children that was sick with COVID. Every little bit, we'd go across the mountain over to the doctor, and he'd say, oh, dear Lord, they're in a parking lot to get checked again. We was checking to make sure we was all right. But God is faithful, because the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, it won't come nigh your door. I will keep you. And I believe that, and I give him praise for it tonight. Now, the devil can get mad. He can get glad. You see, the Bible also teaches us when we do see him, we're going to be amazed at what we was fighting. Amen? But I want to tell you something. We've been through enough in the last year that we need to stand up right now and put on our soldier boots, and we need to start fighting, and we need to fight on our knees and our faces before God so that we can bring unity in this county and we can see a massive. I don't know if y'all know what that means. I know what that means. We need to see a massive move of God. And I don't mean in one church. I mean in all of them. I want to see an outpouring in every church. I want to see people running to God's house to get saved. I want to see people screaming for God to save them. I want to see an outpouring. Do you know what a downpour is? I want a downpour from God. You got to be willing to fight for it. And you don't fight with instruments that cut others. You fight on your face before God. And God will answer. I prayed all morning. I asked for prayer today. I have people in my church that I ask them to pray because I know they're prayer warriors. And all of a sudden I walked through the house and I heard a different kind of voice. And I thought, well, that's a change from this morning. What happened? And God said, you asked me? Yes, sir. Lord said you're going to preach tonight. But are you going to worry about this, or you can get your mind where it needs to be? We got to be worried about what God wants, not what we want, not how we feel. We got to worry about what God wants. And if God wants us to go forward, we might have to all come together and sit in the same place and snot and cry for 30 minutes and pray for one another and get over ourselves. But it's okay if we got to do that. Where else would you want to come and lay your burdens at but in God's house? Do you want to stand in unity with God tonight? So, I do this at my church, and I, I'm telling you, when God pushes, you better not stop. But there's this song, and it was sung many, many years ago. And the lady that sings it, I've been waiting on her to come back to church to sing it for me. But you got to do what the song says. And the song says, get up, get up. Get up in Jesus' name. Don't go down defeated, for victory's here to claim. Get up, get up. And that's the only way the victory will come. If you're willing to get up, are you willing to get up? Are you willing to make a stand? Are you willing to fight? God is looking for soldiers. Hey, you remember that song, I'm on the battlefield? We're on a battlefield, honey. We're the frontline workers. Are you ready to fight? I come to tell you tonight, God wants you to fight. He wants you to take the extra step. You see, I go outside on my porch, and I'm sitting on my porch, and I'm listening to music, and I'm sitting there praying, and today I was lifting my hands because, man, it was good. It was just good, and this car went by, and I thought, oh, they're going to hit that other vehicle trying to figure out what I'm up to over here. Because God's looking for a people that will forgive, forget, and come into unity with one another. Yesterday's gone. We can't never go back to it. We all made mistakes. We all fell down. But we got up. I'm going to ask you tonight, are you going to get up? Are you going to fight? Are you going to allow God to be God in your life? Or are you going to sit in that place and never do nothing about it? Now, I know for a fact there's some women in here and some men that's got mouths that can talk. I told you I knew a bunch of people. So if we can do a lot of talking, we can do a lot of praying. Amen. Hey, I'm just waiting on somebody to say, Pastor, let's go to Walmart. You get over on aisle 2, and I'll get on aisle 3, and we'll get somebody on aisle 4 and 5, and we'll just start praying. They won't throw us out. Let's go. Well, people think you crazy. I don't care if people think you're crazy. You can be crazy for Jesus. Amen. Thank you for tonight. Thank you, Brother Eddie, for allowing me to come to your church. Thank you, Fern. Thank you, Brother Earl. But I want to leave something with you tonight. If you will get up and determine in your heart that you're not going to walk out that back door the same way you walked in here tonight, I promise you from God's word, there'll be a change in you like you've never seen. But you've got to be willing to do that. Amen. I love you. You be blessed in this house tonight.